John Lausch joins us once again. He is the United States Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois. John, welcome back to WGN.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you about PSN, which is a program that you have to protect safe neighborhoods or make neighborhoods safe. But just before we go down that road, do you have much to say about red flag laws? Do you have much wisdom for us about prosecution of people or how they're being used in Illinois?
So the straight answer is no, I don't. And the red flag laws, in particular, when we're talking about the laws that are enacted by the state of Illinois, that is, you know, outside my lane. And we leave that up to the policymakers and the lawmakers in the state of Illinois. So I don't know that it'd be appropriate for me to comment on any of that.
Because yours is a federal position.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Does the federal government or can the federal government take a more active role in trying to safeguard Illinoisans or Chicagoans?
So the true answer is yes. I mean, there's a lot of ways that the federal government does try and make people safer on the firearm front. I mean, there's legislation that was just passed recently regarding firearms. And again, in any additional legislation that would also be outside my lane as the United States Attorney, that would fall, you know, towards the policymakers in Washington. I mean, what we really focus on in our office is ultimately, you know, prosecuting the offenders, holding accountable those people who break the laws that currently exist. And if we get new laws, new tools, we'll hold people accountable for breaking those laws as well.
Talk about those crime reduction efforts then. What are you all doing?
Right. So we continue to focus on a few different things federally. One, we focus now, as we always have, on groups of individuals, you know, gangs, street gangs, you know, people who are working in concert to commit crimes and often using guns and other acts of violence to protect and promote those crimes. We have a particular focus as of late, and by that I mean the last couple of years, you know, on carjackings. You know, anyone who lives in and around Chicago has been impacted by carjackings. You know, they've either someone they know or someone that they know of has been carjacked. And so, you know, we try and hold those individuals accountable as well. And, you know, two other areas, really. One other is firearms trafficking. There's a big initiative in the Department of Justice over the last couple of years to investigate and then prosecute people who are legally transferring firearms, you know, into places like Chicago and elsewhere. And then last, when you mentioned Project Safe Neighborhoods, what that has always meant here in Chicago and in Rockford, which is another one of our, you know, cities in my district, we focus on prosecuting individuals who are illegally possessing firearms. And oftentimes what that refers to are people who are felons, people who have forfeited the right to possess firearms legally. And therefore, you know, when they are possessing firearms illegally, you know, we have a potential federal prosecution for those folks.
I think a frustration for Chicagoans is it doesn't seem like enough of these cases are being prosecuted. Again, you're at the federal level. Maybe our, you know, maybe that thought is more focused on state and local. But can you talk a little bit about the prosecution rate or the conviction rate?
Yeah. So, look, it is. Our problem is great right now, right? We have a lot of offenses that are happening on a regular basis. I mean, shootings are up, homicides. I mean, they're down from last year, but generally speaking, they're up from where they were, you know, in only the last couple of years. And so, you know, what we really need to do and what we focus on federally are the individuals who are driving violence in particular communities. And so I can give you an example of that. On the firearm front, right? We sometimes hear this phrase, the nonviolent firearm offender. I got to tell you, I don't buy that. I mean, that certainly is theoretically possible, and actually possible in some ways. But the people that we focus on federally are people who are using guns in a way to, you know, to help them commit their crimes and really to hold their neighborhoods hostage. And, you know, some examples. You know, people who are carrying semi-automatic weapons, you know, with extended magazines, which basically means, you know, they have more, you know, bullets, more rounds that they can fire at people, or where they have these devices on them called a switch, which is a conversion device, which changes a semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon. I mean, that is, you know, that is an offensive weapon. Nobody is carrying, a semi-automatic weapon with a switch and extended magazine in order to defend himself.
Are we seeing more of those?
You're going to use.
Are we seeing more of those in the Chicago area?
Absolutely. We are absolutely seeing more of those in Chicago.
And then when that happens, what do you do?
So, for instance, we had a case just this past week. There was a case, an individual was arrested, was charged in the state, actually bonded out in the state. We took the case and were able to detain that person pretrial as a danger to the community, using in large part the fact that, of the nature of the weapon. The person was a convicted felon. Yep.
Did you say that person bonded out at the state level?
Yeah, electronic monitoring. Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a challenge. I think anyone looking at this issue needs to, and they talk about the laws that have passed, not only here in Illinois, but elsewhere in our big cities across the country. I think they really need to take a look at how far the pendulum has potentially swung, and what we need to be focused on is keeping people safe. And if a defendant, someone who's charged with the crime, is determined to be a danger to another individual or to the community, that person should be detained pretrial. And that's one of the things that we focus on in each and every case here federally.
John, I'm out of time. Any last thing you want to make sure we hear before we go?
No, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for continuing to talk about these issues. I mean, violent crime is a challenge. We will continue to work at this every single day. People should know that federal law enforcement, working with our state and local partners, are doing what we can to keep people safe, and we're going to continue to be here.
John Lausch is the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Take care.